Blessed are those who dine in the kingdom of God. How many of you would like to invite Jesus over to your house for dinner? No, it won't be disgusting. It'll be nice. All of us might think we want to have Jesus over for dinner, but just think if he came to your house for dinner. That means, number one, you'd have to be nice, right? I mean, you couldn't be mean in front of Jesus. That means you'd have to listen to your mommy and your daddy while they're telling you to do stuff. That means you couldn't lie. You couldn't tell stories. You couldn't say bad words. You couldn't do anything if Jesus was at your dinner. So it might be hard to have Jesus at our dinner table. Plus, what would we give Jesus to eat? How many would give him pizza? Do you think Jesus would like pizza? How about macaroni and cheese? Do you think he'd like macaroni and cheese? Ah. Do you think Jesus likes chicken? Everybody likes chicken. He's got to like chicken. So, would you feed him something that's icky and yucky? You would give him kind of the best stuff that you had, wouldn't it? If your mom and dad said, hey, Jesus is coming over for dinner, you'd go, Mom and Dad, let's make Jesus something special. What would you give him for dessert? Would you give him ice cream? Do you think Jesus likes ice cream? What do you think Jesus' favorite flavor is? I think he likes Blue Moon. I think he likes Blue Moon the best. But I don't think Jesus would want ice cream anyway. I think there's only one thing that Jesus would want for dessert. Angel food cake. That's right. That's what Jesus would say. He'd say, where's my angel food cake? And you'd have to give it to him. Today's story talks about how important dinner is, because even in Jesus' time and in our time, dinner was a time for us all to get together as a family and talk about what's going on in our lives. And when Jesus is with us, we would give him the best stuff that we had. We'd give him the best seat at the table. We'd ask him, does he want anything else? We'd like wait on him and be really nice to him. And I want you to know what Jesus is telling us in the gospel today is that's what he's doing for you. He's inviting you to his table, and he wants to wait on you. So just think about that. Jesus would invite you, and he'd say, what do you want to eat? And whatever you wanted, Jesus would make it for you, because he wants you to have the best of everything. And the secret is, Jesus invites you to his table every day. And he is at your table every day for dinner. And every day he gives you the best stuff that he has. He says, I'm going to give you the best day I can give you. I'm going to give you the most chance to do good. I'm going to try to be Jesus to you today. But what Jesus does, which is different than other things, Jesus doesn't make us do stuff. He doesn't come and say, oh, I noticed that you were bad. You better be good. Oh, you better do this. Even though when we see Jesus at our table, we want to do stuff for him, Jesus invites us. And that's what's special about love. Love invites us. It doesn't force us. And Jesus invites us every day to get the best stuff at his table. So, at least for the next few days, till you forget, I want you to remember at dinner time, in your mind, I want you to say, Jesus, come and spend dinner with us. And just think about what happened that day that Jesus gave you his best. And he wants his best from you, too. He wants you to be nice. He wants you to be nice to your brothers and sisters. He wants you to listen to your mom and dad. He wants you to be good, because he's offering you himself too. He's giving you the best he's got every day. And he wants to have you to give him the best of yourself every day as well. So think about Jesus in these next few days at dinner time. And if you got something nice to say at somebody, your mom or your dad or your brother, your sister, say it. Say, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Because Jesus is here with us every day. Okay? Think about that.